you ever think about which cartoon characters would be dead if cartoon characters are real people? I was thinking about this the other day. Like Top Cat. Top Cat might still be alive. There's a chance that he could have been like in his 20s. In the 60s, and he just lived to be really old. Popeye is definitely dead. Popeye didn't look very healthy to begin with. It's just something... something about him. He smoked and... he had the muscular arms, but he had like no hair. And, you know, weird character for children, like a sailor with like stage 4 leukemia or something. Olive oil, I think, would still be alive because like skinny old women always live to be like 100 and something. You can't kill a skinny old woman. Not that I've tried. How's this for a head trip? Fred Flintstone was dead years before the Flintstones aired. And George Jetson wasn't even alive yet while you were watching it. That's some freaking freaky science fiction space-time continuum stuff right there. Mr. Magoo is dead. Because he was already old to begin with. That was a weird idea for a program for children. An old guy. Hey, what's the idea for this show? Oh, Mr. Magoo. Oh, who's he? What's he do? Is he a superhero or a... does he have a pet dinosaur? No, he's just old. He's old. Well, what does he do? He's going to entertain children. Well, he can't see very well. Okay, so we're laughing at his handicap? Yeah. Sometimes Mr. Magoo would be driving, and he couldn't see. He had such a hard time seeing. He would drive up onto a roller coaster. One time I was watching Mr. Magoo. It was only like 4 years ago, too. I went up cartoon channels. And Mr. Magoo... I guess he asked the ballerina out on a date. But when he went to pick her up, he wound up driving into... he drove into the zoo. Like, he drove in through the gate. And he picked up the ostrich. Now, I've been doing stand-up comedy since I was 25. I'm 43 now, so that's like 76 years, I think. And I'll never be as funny, and neither will any other. Nothing will ever be as funny as Mr. Magoo driving into the zoo and picking up an ostrich. I understand that he has a seeing problem because he's old. And, you know, the mind starts to go. But he read the address wrong. And then he saw another address that was the zoo. He drove right into the gate somehow. Nobody said anything. I gotta pull myself together here. So Mr. Magoo's definitely dead. I think maybe I'll sit down with my buddies one night. This is gonna be a fun project for me and my boys. We sit down and we just name cartoon characters and then we write them on one side of a card and write on the other side of the card whether we think they're alive or not. And that could be like a fun... the board game for the family. You see, they do a Planters peanut commercial. Planters has a commercial for the Super Bowl. For some reason, they like to leak the Super Bowl commercials sometimes early. I guess people get excited about it. Can you imagine getting excited about a commercial? So the commercial, from what I saw, it starts off the Planters peanut mobile, driven by the Planters peanut guy. It's driving real fast down the road and it's knocking shit over. And they showed Charlie Sheen sitting on a bench. And Charlie Sheen says, and they thought I was crazy. But I think it's kind of weird that they picked Charlie Sheen. Like, I mean, in the times that we're living in right now with the Me Too movement and, like, you know, Kevin Hart backed out of the Oscars because he said something homophobic. Like, wasn't Charlie Sheen accused, allegedly, you know, he allegedly, like, did butt stuff with an underage Corey Haim? The dark secret that might have even led to his demise. And also, he did this with several, he allegedly did this with several young actors. While he knowingly had HIV. I believe that it is just alleged. In my world, alleged is alleged. I mean, it's not crazy to me that he's on a commercial, but I would think that the climate that we're in, the rest of the world would be outraged. And maybe they will be. Maybe it just hasn't hit them yet. Maybe everybody else isn't as concerned about the Planters peanut commercial as me. I'm more concerned about... So the Planters peanut guy, I guess what they're trying to do is they're trying to give him like a crazy image. Like a wild man image. At the end of the commercial, he comes like flying through the window like with a bowl of Planters peanuts. He wants to stop A-Rod. I think it was A-Rod. Is A-Rod? I always get A-Rod and that other guy mixed up. Anyway... He wants to stop A-Rod and his boys from eating kale chips. Because he's wild. He's a Planters peanut guy. But I don't think that he would really... I don't buy him as a wild man. I mean, he wears a monocle and a top hat. Like, he obviously comes from the upper echelon of society. But you don't just decide to start wearing a monocle and a top hat. Like, That's learned behavior from your family. I wonder if he's an embarrassment to his family. Because after all, he's just a spokesperson for peanuts. And he comes from his family where people wear monocles and top hats. You know what? Maybe you can just disappear. I bet that... Oh, man. Maybe Mr. Peanut's just a hipster. I can see a hipster doing something like that. Wearing a monocle and a top hat. I like when a hot dog person, not a person who eats hot dogs, that would be me. I'm a hot dog person. But a hot dog people, like people whose bodies and head are all a hot dog. I like when those people, the people made out of a hot dog, I like when they wear top hats and monocles a lot more than I do when peanut people wear them. I like a fancy hot dog representative. And the tuxedo on the hot dog person, always covered. It covers like a little bit of the chest and everything, but the whole like bottom half of the hot dog is right there. Like, where would the private parts be on a hot dog person? It's almost like all private part down there. When I was a young man, there was a place called Swanky Frank's in the Oxford Valley Mall, which is the mall near where I grew up. Although nobody remembers it. which leads me to believe it's one of them, like, I know it exists, but maybe it wasn't in the Oxford Valley Mall. Maybe it was in a different mall. It's weird how the memories are, but there was a whole hot dog town painted on the wall. And real big in the middle of the town, walking through town with Swanky Frank, tuxedo, top hat, I think a monocle, I'm pretty sure a cane in his hand, like a dancing, putting on the Ritz type of cane, coming down the street with all other little hot dog people. And I would sit in there when I was a kid, I would just like stare at that painting. Like I was in the Louvre. I wonder if Inchai Private Eye would probably be dead. Because people with like dwarfism and stuff like that usually die pretty young. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo would be alive. He would be old. Skinny old, yeah, skinny guy. He ate right. Smoked a lot of weed. Yeah, he's around and he's like a conspiracy theorist or something. Oh, some guy's riding my butt. I'm driving home from work, by the way. I guess I'm going to pull over to this other lane so this maniac can get to the strip club. This is the Eric Toddcast, by the way. Third episode of the new Drive Home show. Last week's episode was Knock It Off. Tonight we're talking about what cartoon character can still be alive. I remember Huckleberry Hound. He's dead. He has to be dead, because he's like, he's eating too much like southern fried food or something. Fat Albert's dead. You know that sugar got him. But all the skinny Mushmouth and all them, they're still alive. Because you know like old black, skinny old black guys, they live a long time. One time I was hanging around with my African American friend. And this guy came up to us that he knew from, like, high school. And said to him, "Hey, you look like that guy from the Jetsons. You look like the black guy from the Jetsons." And my African-American friend said, "There was no black guy in the Jetsons." And he said, "Well, the future looks great, don't it?" So that was, like, the guy's joke. I think it's kind of... Like I like a racist joke as much as anybody, but like I don't think the future would be great if there was no African Americans. But I wrote my own version of that joke. I like the Flintstones better. The only reason is because I like the Flintstones better, not because I'm a racist. It goes like this: "Hey, you look like that black guy from the Flintstones," and then they say, "There's no black guy on the Flintstones." And then you say, "Yabba dabba doo!" My whole life, I've been trying to be funny and make people laugh. I've seen like all the Monty Python movies, the Airplane, Naked Gun. Mr. Magoo's got a date, right? He's got a date with a ballerina. I guess like an ostrich. Looks like, has like a plumage of feathers around it that looks kind of like a ballerina's tutu. So Mr. Magoo can't see. Somehow, he reads the address wrong. And winds up at the zoo. He drives right through the gate. Like, the gate nowadays it would be the gate, but there'd be a big, like, there'd be like these, like, almost like toll booths that you had to pay for your ticket. You can't drive through. And I think it was, I think the story too was that it was closed. So some, I think you even drove right to the gate. I have to actually look this up when I get home. And, it, and I think he's like sweet talking the Oscars and everything. He can't see. He can't see right because he's old. That's the funniest goddamn thing ever. I hope you enjoyed this week's installment of the Eric Todd Cast Drive Home Show. If you like what you hear, send me an email. We've been getting a lot. We've been getting listeners. I mean, not a lot, but it goes up. It's going up like seven listens a week. I mean, that could be anybody just hitting the button, listening for 2 seconds or whatever. I don't know. But listen, if you like what you hear, what's not to like? It's never any longer than a half an hour. It's rarely longer than 20 minutes. Last week's episode was 9 minutes. Write me an email at eric.todd1975@gmail.com. Write to make the subject Toddcast or Eric Toddcast. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you would like to hear me talk about. Ask me questions. Send me pictures. And listen. Thank you for being a part of this, okay? Good night.